Hey, everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
I'm Colleen.
And after 35 days, I finally get to speak, and you guys vote me out.
And what a glorious 20 minutes it was for him.
I said for her. I was thinking Sunday.
Both for Will and Sunday, to be honest.
I guess that's why they kind of bunched them together, right?
Yeah, I mean, glad Will went home because he was really annoying me. No offense.
I came into Survivor a boy, and I left a boy.
That was going to be my second one, but when Sunday... Well, Jeff ruined it for me because Sunday had... I think she said, uh-huh, the whole... Both episodes or both parts. And then he asked her a question during tribal. Oh, great, now she's going home and she spoke. I wasn't going to say... When it came to me, I was just going to be silent and then say, oh, I'm Sunday. But Jeff ruined it for me.
And Colin, if you can cough away from the mic for the listeners at home.
I'm sorry. I thought I was instructed before we started that I could only talking to the mic head on.
Yeah, talking to the mic. I can't say coughing to the mic head on.
It doesn't bother me. I'm used to podcasting.
Mixed signals.
I know you are, Jack, but our listeners at home, I want to make sure they are as welcomed as possible. Yes, we had a double whammy episode with two relatively boring prayers, but I thought they were interesting votes because I really thought Adam's better choice here would be to go for his original idea of both Jay and David. But I guess
I don't think I don't think he could get the numbers.
Yeah,
I think that's what it boiled down to. I just don't think he couldn't get Hannah and Ken to switch votes,
and that makes David even all the more dangerous.
Yep,
because he's got loyalties. But hey, Adam has loyalties now too.
The two people that went home couldn't win, yet they went home.
which it makes for a more interesting final six, you know, a final episode.
Yeah.
Because, you know, say for Brett, I think he's played a good game, a quiet good game. But really, there's a lot of kind of loud players still left in the game that have, you know, pretty decent resumes at this point.
Yeah.
There's no goats at this point.
Yeah.
Which?
Well, what about Hannah can win it?
I think so. She's played a game at least. Like she's been a part of. Yeah, she's kind
well,
of.
She's done more than Sunday.
Honestly, I think that only two people left can win. Three people left. David might be able to pull it out, although a lot of people don't like him on the jury. I think that Adam. I mean, if Jay gets on that jury and it's all over, Adam's going
to... Yeah, Wiles showed us that amazing scene today.
I mean, that was a great scene. And we saw it building up again last week after the family visit when he gave him the reward. You had all these confessionals tonight from Jay about Adam, the love-hate relationship, blah, blah, blah. I think Adam's clearly winning this after tonight. And then the only other person that might have a chance is Jay if he makes it because he has more friends on the jury. He's pissed the least amount of people off.
Ken is a 10? No?
I mean, Ken is a 10 might get there if he gets there with people that have annoyed other people like Brett. If there's a bitter jury. I mean, Ken seems to annoy
Jeff
some people.
Jeff hinted this jury was going to be it's going to be someone who played the game, not just someone who was liked.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Well, here's the thing. Like, if Adam does end up winning the game, I could win the tally game this season.
No.
Because as it stands right now in the tally game, I have only a measly 4 tallies.
Well, did you figure out? Because we didn't do all the tallies last week.
We did not do all the tallies last week.
Oh, you didn't?
We couldn't figure out. We only did the tally for who went home.
Let's see. Who went home last week? On the 11th. Nobody got points there.
It was
Brett, Adam, and Adam. And then, let's see, who did go home last week?
Zeke
went home.
So I had to repick, and I picked Adam.
Jack, you said merge, so you got a point. I said pre-merge, woo-hoo! No point. Colleen said final three, no point. So Jack gives you one more point, so you are currently in the lead. So that gives me 4 tallies. Jack, you have 11 tallies. Colleen, you have 10 tallies. But if Adam wins, he was my original pick, that's a 15-point swing in my favor.
Wow. Wow. So, I don't know if I like that, man.
It's my first pick. I picked him, like, you know, episode 2.
But you didn't care.
I didn't care.
Somebody that wins the game. Okay, look, I don't want to get all the way to the end. But need, somebody who didn't change, play as hard need, as me when I worked it. Really that's hard it. To get there, okay?
We need to change the Electoral College. Sorry. I don't like this.
No, no, no. We have it on tape that we agreed to the new point structure for the pick of the season. So
I don't think I agreed to it.
You I don't did. Know.
It's on tape, Jack. You agreed to it. Everybody agreed to it. Because if your original pick went all the way, it was 15 points. If you picked again, it would be worth 5 points. And if you picked again, it would be only worth 1 point.
Well, Adam could win this.
I know he can.
Because I don't think Ken can win this.
Which is Jack's pick, so yeah. So, Jack, in your case, if you think Ken's going to lose, you want somebody out as quick as possible because your next pick would be worth 5 points.
I don't see Ken getting voted out.
I think right now, and I'll call it, I think the final three is going to be Adam, Hannah, and Ken. And I think they're going to finish in that order. Adam, then Hannah, then Ken.
Hannah gets more votes than Ken?
Yes, because I think that David will be the vote for Hannah that will put her in second place. And I think Ken is a zero vote.
I thought David and Ken are tight.
Yes, but David and Hannah are also tight. The only reason Hannah saved David tonight. The only reason that David did not go home was because Hannah did not want that plan because she said she likes having him around. So I think David's going to respect who played the game better, and that would be Hannah.
But did she play? Well, it doesn't matter. I mean,
she's been saved twice.
Yeah, but we also clearly see her making strategic
moves. She is playing multiple sides or multiple people sides of this game. So I got to give her credit there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I don't know. That's my predictions. I think David, Jay, and Brett go out. Let's see. I think Jay goes out at 6. Brett goes out at David goes out at 4-5. Brett goes out at 4, and then I think, or maybe David goes out at 4. Maybe he's the one that doesn't win immunity. That they're like, oh, he's the biggest threat in the game. He's got to go. He's definitely getting that. You know,
biggest threat in the game.
Yeah, should have won edit, kind of, in a way. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. That's what I think.
The Rob Cesternino edit.
The Malcolm edit, you mean?
Yeah.
The Wentworth edit. Yeah, so that's although David, though, has been portrayed as a threat each week, but we haven't really seen a whole lot over the last two episodes of why David... like what David is doing to be such a threat. It's sort of like we hear these whispers because now he's got this reputation, but they actually aren't showing us as much. We've seen last week Will save David because he didn't want to go after David. He wanted to go after Zeke. This week Hannah saved David because she wanted to go after Sunday and split up Brett and Sunday. The week before, David's a threat. It's Zeke and David. And in the end, Jessica went home because they wanted to go after Hannah to punish her for choosing like Team David. So I feel like David's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I we've seen a lot of David as a threat, and I totally believe he's doing things out there that make him a threat to people. But it's interesting
that we're
seeing the moves against him and not the moves so much he's making.
So if you're saying from the edit point, he's not going to win because we aren't really seeing the moves he's making. If otherwise, we would be seeing the moves.
Maybe.
Well, I thought Adam played a. Was it Adam that made a good case for?
I thought
David
that's what I did want to reference. But go ahead, Jack. Fill it out.
Well, basically, he said, you know, he's made the move. I can't really remember what he said. I just remember him saying that whatever he said made a good case for David.
What? No, he's just like he's got a lot of friends. He has this really good story about, like, you know, never been in this type of situation before, fish out of water, turning things around, contributing at camp. I think he's won an immunity, hasn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He has a really good story that plays really well. The type of story that plays really well to the jury.
Yeah.
So.
Plus, like you said, who would have thought when this first started he'd still be here?
Yeah.
And right. Not just be here. He would have been more like a goat that you just drag along. But now he went against Zeke and he beat Zeke.
First he went against just all the Gen Xers that didn't like him in the beginning. Gen Xers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, David's definitely. I'm not saying we're not seeing. We clearly saw a lot of what he did in the beginning. It's just the last couple of episodes we've heard more about David the Threat than seen David the Threat. But hey, keeping those relationships with people like Hannah and Ken are clearly paying off tenfold with him, or he would have been gone several episodes ago. Mm-hmm. So, go David. All right, let's...
Before we get into the recap, I want to thank people that make this show possible. Our patrons over at patreon.com/JaneJack, or go to JaneJack.com, click on Become a Patron link. We have over 155 patrons that make our show possible. Also, it is the holiday shopping season, and if you use Amazon, there's a very easy way you can help support our shows by going to JaneJack.com/Amazon. It'll take you to our kind of Amazon page. It'll look exactly the same as regular Amazon. But whenever you make a purchase, a small percentage goes to Jay and Jack Productions to pay for things like our wonderful group of podcasters, hosting, and much, much more. So, jayandjack.com/Amazon.
Can I talk about real quick something with the patrons?
Sure.
So, if you are a patron out there at any level right now, if you are one to hit delete on Patreon emails and not pay attention to them. We have some podcasts that we've been that we're planning on doing in the off season because TV is taking a little bit of a break. Westworld just ended, Survivor's ending next week. Game of Thrones, Leftovers, Amazing Race, Survivor all don't come back until late winter, early spring / early summer. So in the downtime, Shut Up Tim has been producing his own version of Inside the Actor's Studio. It has a hella long title, and I'm not going to indulge him with naming that title, but it's Inside the Podcaster Studio, in short. And if you are a patron and have not yet subscribed to the All Patrons feed link or whatever, shoot me an email some way, somehow, either SurvivorJJC@gmail.com, JaneJackTV@gmail.com, message me on Facebook, something like that. And I will help get you set up because there is stuff that is out there for the patrons. I'm getting the wrap it up. The music is playing. I'm ignoring it. If you are a $5 or more patron, then you should already have it on your patron's choice feed because that updated automatically. But I just wanted to let everybody out there know. And if you would like to become a patron, you can also listen to this fun show. Jay was the first one interviewed.
All right.
I think the conductor just threw himself off the stage. Yep. The music stopped playing.
Let's jump into the recap, Carl. What do you say?
No. Why was it so bad that I was trying to update people on how they
can we talk more about the patron thing?
No.
Are you sure?
Just saying.
Yeah, it was great.
For those who didn't get it, let's recap.
No, there's a lot of people out there that appreciate that, okay?
Sure. All right. Let's jump into
now. If you're a patron and you don't check your emails,
let me describe to you all of the emails that I have sent.
My crackpot theory is some people don't check their emails. I'm going to say it right now,
and that's why I let them know here. You guys are lucky that this was a double elimination episode. So really, most of the discussion is going to be did they make the right move, and not what actually happens in the episode. But whatever. All right, Survivor Episode 13, Slayed the Survivor Dragon. Night 33, Will is very happy with his big move that he made and his resume building move. He entered this game a kid, but he left Tribal the man, and he thinks that he can successfully flip back and forth.
I'm the one calling the shots. Yeah.
Say my name.
It's like, oh,
you're
Will.
Blank damn right it is.
I am the one who knocks. I mean, I am the one who votes.
But really, like, I get where he's coming from. But, you know, it wouldn't have worked. Even if he did vote with them or against them, Adam played his idol for Hannah, so...
Yeah, and then Hannah was saying, he saved me.
Adam played his idol for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's where I didn't get the allegiance of Will to...
Because Will flipped anyway, so he didn't have to play the idol. But it was a flashier move on Will's part, too. I mean, on Adam's part. But,
yes. I mean, that shows more loyalty than flipping for your own personal gains.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
What you needed was Han Solo saying, great kid, don't get cocky.
Yes!
Because Will was getting way too cocky.
I don't know if it's just, you know, being out there for so long, he's kind of, or he's just finally was feeling like, I'm being respected, I'm an adult.
But you see it almost every season where somebody thinks they made this great move and it ends up backfiring. I mean,
yeah. And again, I we've talked about before, like maybe the producers are egging him on, but really, like, just it's, and maybe again, it must be something about being out there, but you just like forget it. But they like people even say like, I shouldn't be saying this because it usually means I'm going home, but they say it anyway.
Probably they were going to say, "Hey, Will, who's the man? Who's the man? Will, who's the man? You're the man, Will. You're the man. Yeah, I'm the man. I'm the man."
Yes.
And Will, if you're listening, we're just having fun with you.
Absolutely.
Actually, is he allowed to listen to this podcast? Is he old enough?
Yes, we go back and edit it out when we say bad words.
Okay.
But Brett is talking about, why does everybody need to make big moves? Like, what just happened to getting to the final three? And then he's saying, he says that Will, you know, might be proud of himself, but he's thinking like a high school kid still. So he might be a high school kid, and he's thinking like a high school kid. So, yeah. Sunday approach Adam, and they want to make a final five deal with him. And Adam loves the idea of it being the three of them with Hannah and Ken. And that did sound, you know, pretty sweet. It wasn't long for this episode, but okay. Long for the game. We go to the first immunity challenge, and it's this crazy obstacle course.
I thought both challenges were really cool.
These were really... really fun to watch, both of them, especially the second one. But the first one was really fun too.
Yeah, they're both really cool challenges. Like
something a little different.
Yep.
Yes.
Agreed. Completely.
I like that Jeff points out Will still back at the beginning of this challenge, and Will's like, "Thanks, Jeff." So you got a great exit episode.
Thanks,
Will.
Jeff, but I'm the man.
Jay ends up.
I don't need to win immunity. Yes. I'm in control.
Yes. Jay ends up winning immunity, and we go to day 34.
He was on fire with those discs. It was painful watching David throw them, though.
I know, I know. But yeah, Jay did really, really great. Thanks. With that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, if in real life, would Jay have been David?
Oh, I
yeah,
am,
you can do things.
I have good hand-eye coordination. I would have been all right.
Yeah.
I think they've been rolling off and falling in the sand. I think.
Oh, come on. I would have done just fine.
Yes. But back at camp, Ken has very good insight on this game. You never know from one day to the next.
I'm pretty. That's all I have to do.
No, he looks into the soul of the person to know who they are.
Hey, Will. Will's going to flip.
You know, Will thinks he's a man. I've seen men. He's no man.
Jay and Will are all buddy-buddy in the hammock, and they discuss, or maybe this part was part in the water, but they discuss getting rid of Ken. Will feels like he has a working relationship with everybody in the game. Okay.
I got to talk to him because, you know... I'm running the show, so I got to make sure everybody knows
like from
who
Texas
to
or something. I don't think he's like a Long Islander here, Jack.
Whatever he is, I don't know. He's just.
I think that's his Boston, not his Long Island.
Deep voice.
Is that his Boston? I think so.
No, I think that's his Donnie Wahlberg.
Sounds like a New York accent, but okay, yes.
Whatever it is, I'll go back to my. I'm in control of the game. But he did. Didn't he say that? I got to make sure I talk to everybody. Let them know who to vote for. So did he go say, did he tell everyone, vote for Will?
It's a very good chance. But Will is, you guys just totally made me lose my place. Oh, everybody, including Will, decides that they need David gone at one point or another in this episode. Yet somehow David still is here. But
I give David credit.
Yeah, you really got to. So yeah, David, he knows that David's the one that can beat him in the end. And then he has the infamous, I'm the one calling the shots, which is the Survivor version of I am the one who knocks.
Yeah. And also the Survivor version of you're going home.
Yeah, you're going home. So David feels very insecure and realizes that Will is still on a high from making his big moves. and then he has an exchange with Ken. I just hope I make it through tonight, something like that. And Ken's like, me too. I'm like, Ken really has a grasp on this game. But you're still pretty.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Ken, sweetie, you just sit there.
Yeah.
Maybe okay, let's give Ken a break here. Maybe he's just trying to make David feel better.
Yes. Yeah, he probably. He probably was.
Maybe it's like,
was,
yeah, me too. Maybe I'll be going home tonight.
Yeah.
Because I'm a huge threat.
He is a threat, though, on some level, just to make it to the end, which would then theoretically be taking somebody else's spot.
Well, he lost one of his people he could beat, though, today. Oh, two.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Well, I don't know if Ken can really beat anybody that's
Yeah, if Ken was there with Will and Sunday, then yes.
But Will might be able to make an argument.
Yeah,
oh, I made this move here.
He can make a resume play.
Yeah. But Adam also feels that Will is a degree of power and is in control. He, Brett, and Sunday want to take out Will. Hannah questions whether or not voting Will out is the right move. She's torn up emotionally because she owes both Will and David. Adam points out...
Because Will saved her the last game by voting.
Why did she say Adam? Like, this is where if I was Adam, and I know... I think it was even later on. Like, why isn't Adam playing with the fact that he played an idol for her, which made her safe? Like, if Will... Who was a wild card?
He might have, and we
way.
Just didn't see it because it didn't matter.
I guess. But
yeah, but I the whole time I'm like going, no. You were safe once the idol was played.
It didn't matter at that point.
That you could have had 20 votes against. It didn't matter. You were safe no matter what.
But again, the point was that he didn't really need to play the idol because Will had already flipped, so it was a moot point. Like, does Jay pat himself on the back tonight? Like, good job, me. You played the idol, and I was safe, even though it didn't matter.
No, but I'm saying, but Hannah kept saying that Will saved her. Will didn't save her.
She was saved by the idol. But no, it didn't. No, she was saved. Technically, she was saved by Will because Will switched his vote. So even if the idol was not played,
but here,
she
it's like what comes first, chicken or the egg? Because he played the idol. Like, I'm not saying that Will doesn't have claim to it, but also, why isn't Adam playing it? Like, well, I played my idol for you.
I gave you my safety net. Will just flipped his vote, and he's going to flip again.
And that wasn't for Hannah. Adam gave his idol to Hannah and protected her specifically, versus Will just flipping a vote for his own gains, and Hannah gets to be a byproduct. Like a positive byproduct of it.
Well, maybe you should take that up with Hannah. I'm sure that Adam said something to her. There's just no way.
Okay.
There's just no way, right? I mean,
sure.
They're super close. We don't have to see it. It just means in the end it didn't matter, which it didn't matter because she ended up voting Will out. So she wants you want to show the struggle on TV. The struggle is, well, Will saved me. But David's also saved
I think
me.
It matters on the Sunday vote where, you know, Adam, I thought his plan was better and he ended up going with the voting out Sunday. That's where I think it matters.
We'll get to that.
I'm saying now is when he should have been playing that whole angle that, hey, I saved you too so that Adam could have gotten what he wanted.
And maybe he did.
Hashtag just saying.
And you mean Will could have got what he wanted.
No, Adam could have got what he wanted.
So Adam's telling...
Adam wanted David
or
Jay.
He wanted her to go for Will.
I know.
Yeah, so he might have said that. That's what I'm saying. He might have said that.
Okay. All right.
But, yeah, so Adam points out that even if they go for Will now, they might have to vote for David after Will. So now the choice is, do they blindside David or Will? And I'm like, it's not really a blindside to David. He's pretty much expecting it every tribal. But then we have this quote from Adam... you know, the voiceover as we're cutting to commercial. This is the moment where I need to start, where I start making the moves that I need to make to win this game.
Yes.
So we head to Tribal Council and they talk about, you know, does making a move put a target on you or not? David points out it is essential, even though it puts a giant target on your back because you don't want to get to the end and then everybody just like destroys you. And in the end, Will is voted out. Did we all agree that Will was probably the best vote for all of them in this position?
Yeah, because he was a wild card. You didn't know where he was going to go. It's the easy vote. Especially at this point, you don't want instability. You want to try and know which way the vote's going to go. And like whose side was he really on, and what player knew which side he was on?
And he was going to flip both ways. So yeah, at that point,
well,
it was a good move.
We saw in the secret scene last week the pendulum theory that he had, and he had every intention that he told Hannah that he was going to flip back and forth.
Yeah.
So you want to eliminate that swing vote, right? Yep. If you're in a stable alliance.
Absolutely.
All right. So we go to after the vote, night 34, and Jay points out that everybody who tries to make a move with him keeps going home. He's like the Black Plague right now. But he still has an idol and a chance to win immunity. And then we have a scene with Jay and Adam, who have a yin-yang relationship. And Adam,
I hate you,
but I love you.
But I love you.
I hate you, I love you.
I hate that I want you.
I like Jay. Jay's grown
on
me.
You want her.
I really like him, too. He's a...
I'll never be her.
He's a cool guy, honest guy. I mean, he's just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he seems very genuine. Like, he's very genuine. Like, and that's...
Right.
Yeah, and you know, it's easy to make fun of millennials, but it's a very millennial trait, so...
What, to be genuine?
Like, genuine, in tune with your emotions, stuff like that.
I guess.
Okay.
Jack's like, whatever.
But Adam... Well,
they're very on Facebook and Twitter. I do see that. Yes, you're right.
I see some people of the older generation.
Actually,
the
largest population on Facebook are 55-year-olds. So, Jack, how old are you?
Yeah, I'm 54. I'm in the older generation.
Yeah. The millennials, they've already moved on, and the younger generations have already moved on to Snapchat and stuff like that. So,
not me.
And you're an old millennial.
It's true. I don't even think
I am a
millennial.
There's something else out there. Two people say they're following me on, I don't even know what it is.
Okay, that does not help us.
it's something on. I get a message on my email. I go, I don't even know what that is. I'm not following you because I don't even know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And people want to follow. I should look it up here.
No, that's cool. We're
let's,
cool.
Let's keep
okay.
on.
Let's just leave it a mystery. Okay. So Jay wants to know what Adam's plans are, and he tells him that he'll never beat David in the end. Adam knows that they need to take Jay out as soon as he does not have immunity. We go to the second immunity challenge of the night, and it is survivor pinball while solving a puzzle.
This was
awesome.
I said, man, there's someone did their homework on this one.
Yeah.
Because it's such like a mind F, if you will. Like, just it's really, unless I think like in the case what happened with Adam, like unless you have somebody that, like starts to spot for you, it's like,
well, like the ball like was China, going, like it was going. Water I think the most thing. Frustrating thing, the ball's going so slow.
Yes,
and you're just watching going. Ugh!
Like I was almost thinking, like let's just let the ball go and then
study
really
puzzle.
And study the puzzle while it's going, and then go hard when it's on. Like, not even worry about going back to it.
That's true.
I don't know if that's a good strategy, but that's what I was kind of
thinking. Well, it's like you said, it's tough because you have to pay attention where the ball's at. Like you said, having Adam spot Ken was huge.
Yeah.
It was huge. I mean, he didn't have to worry about where the ball location of the ball was. Yeah. He could just focus on the puzzle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Adam realized that. I mean, Adam had a stellar night tonight, no?
Save for really doing his plan of both the split vote for Jay and David.
Well, but again, he can't... Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Okay. Speaking of stellar things, we had some great quotes from Jeff about balls dropping. Will was like, man, I was one vote too late. Too soon for my balls to drop. if your ball drops, you have to make use of the time. Oh, it's so slow how that ball makes its way down the track. That one just really amused me because of the delivery. It was perfect. But, and then at the end, Brett was like, man, that was fun, but that was crazy, man. Is there beer somewhere? And then, Ken, apparently when you haven't eaten in 35 days, you can't spell. And I was like, I don't think that was it. There might have been something else.
Well,
there.
To be fair to Ken, I hate to keep defending Ken. You haven't eaten in 35 days. He's not getting sleep. You know, this game is pretty stressful, right?
Yeah, I think that's an easy.
He thought he was going. He was worried about going home when David was worried about going home. So
that's an easy mistake.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, guys. Absolutely.
Plus, again, this was a tough one. You couldn't. It wasn't just
no. This
getting
was great.
The puzzle solved. It was worrying about that ball. Like I said, I don't think he may not have done it if Adam wasn't spotting.
No, but I don't know. I don't know if David was really David that close behind. I think Adam also wanted to keep Jay from winning as well. So
oh
really,
yeah, I think he
helping
he
Ken
the
was
flesh.
Like the best case scenario.
And
for
he
him.
Said that, you know, I think fleshing out. Yeah. The idol is what you had to do.
Yeah. And he, you know, right. At the end, maybe David didn't go home, but he still got Jay to flush that idol.
Yeah.
So we go back to camp. David, a little pissy at Ken. I thought you weren't a puzzle guy. Ken's like, I could do slide ones. Thank you very much.
No, I said, as long as it's not like a slide or anything weird. But...
Which I agreed with. I don't like the slide ones either.
I could do simple puzzles. Thank you very much. But Adam definitely wants to get Jay or David out. Hannah wants to get Sunday out to try to split up Brett and Sunday and prevent Adam from flipping and going with the two of them to the end. Hannah doesn't want someone who's worked less hard than her to get a spot that she worked very hard for.
I see her. I actually see her point.
Yes.
And actually, she splitting up Brett and Sunday was a good move. But, you know, but if I'm Hannah, I want to take Brett and Sunday to the finals with me.
Yeah. Well, you know who else thought that it was a good that Hannah worked really hard to get where she is? Jessica.
Hannah?
No, Jessica.
Oh, I thought it was Hannah. I thought it was going
to
say Hannah.
No. Jessica. She really thought that Hannah worked real hard to get where she is. I'm sure.
But I don't you agree that if you're going to go to the final, if you're Hannah, who do you want to go to the finals with?
Well, clearly she wants to go to the finals with
Brett and Sunday.
Well, no, she doesn't because she wants to get Sunday out.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, she was thinking very strategically about not wanting Adam to be able to take Sunday to the end, which, you know, it's a good thought. But who is she going to take to the end? And that's where, like, she's thinking. It's like she's playing somebody else's game.
Well, no, it's like she's set, it's like she's settling. I can't win, so I want at least third place.
I don't think that at all.
So.
I mean, just by having that, I don't want somebody who's worked less hard. Like, I don't think that at all. I think that she really does think that she's deserves to win this game. I think they all deserve.
They probably all think that, but if I'm playing the game and I'm looking at the thing, okay, I'm going to have a tough time beating Dave. I'm going to have a tough time beating Jay. I probably can't.
She might not, though.
I can't. So who do I take?
In her defense,
well, I take Sunday.
Sure, I get it. But in her defense, she doesn't know that Adam has this whole, you know, sickness with his mother thing. Like, if just on paper, from like her perspective, she may think that if she was there with Adam and he's made enemies and like people, she from what she's seen, like Zeke doesn't like Adam. Like, all people don't like Adam. Like, it would make more sense for her to be at the end with Adam.
Yeah,
but she openly admits that Sunday's done nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
I get what she's saying she doesn't want, but to me, when you're saying that, you're settling for not winning.
Because
I'm taking the goat with me.
No, but don't forget, in Hannah's mind, this is Hannah's story. We're seeing this from the point of view the editors are giving us that will craft a story that shows us why the person who won the game won the game. Clearly, that's probably likely not Hannah, but from Hannah's point of view, she has all of these other things that she knows that she's done in her mind that she thinks is going to get, like, if she gets to the end, she's going to win.
I agree 100% with what you're saying, but she openly had said she's done nothing. I don't want her to just be the goat that goes to the final three. That's who I keep in the game.
I'm saying
from my game point, I get what you're saying, everything you're saying, but I do everything I can to keep the goat.
But here, this is okay. So this is if Jack was here in Hannah's shoes. But say you have these other people that are playing to win as well, just like you are.
Oh yeah.
You want to remove their goat options as well. Like, it's much better to have no goat options because
you don't want
a vote that is just going to get you out. You want to make it so there's not this easy option that would take a spot that you could have.
I get what you're saying, but this late in the game, I vote out the threats, not
so,
the people.
Okay,
that
so you're in Hannah's shoes, exactly where she is, and
there's no way I vote out Sunday.
So who do you vote for?
I vote for David and get Jay to flesh out. Getting Jay to flesh out the idol was huge.
Uh-huh.
Adam was completely 100% right about that, but I might have blindsided Adam.
But Ken's not going to vote David.
Yeah,
like So who voted on the David block? It was Hannah, David, Adam, and there's four votes. Colleen.
It was Hannah.
There's four votes. Hannah, David, Ken.
And Adam.
Adam. Okay.
Okay. And then Brett and Sunday voted for Jay. And then Brett and David voted for Wait, who did David vote for then? Jay's like, I'm gonna kill you right now.
Brett and Jay voted for David.
David, okay. And Sunday voted for Jay.
Yes, but I'm saying if Jack's saying you don't vote out Sunday.
Okay.
I'm saying so you put yourself in that shoes. So where do you vote? How do you want it to go?
Well, I'm saying she's the one that brought up Sunday.
So, okay, the thing though with Sunday is she's a goat. That automatically makes her dangerous because she's an automatic shoe-in for one of those top three spots to everybody. You want to take away the person that's on that means somebody that leaves one less spot for you to go to the end and make your case.
Yeah. But if I feel I've played the better game,
but it doesn't matter.
How do you bring the goats with you?
Yeah.
Well, that's part of the
everybody's
going
to
want
to bring
part
two. Too.
Well, like I was saying, she's the one that brought up the goat.
Because I think it's a smart play. Because they're all going to want to bring Sunday, right?
Because now they're going to want to bring Hannah.
Will they though?
Will I mean? Yeah, that's not entirely true either.
Well, who do you? Okay, you're playing the game.
Let's be fair. They probably want to bring Ken.
You guys are playing the game.
Yeah, you're going to like Ken and Brett. Like Ken and Brett, I think have shown less strategery than Hannah has shown.
But it depends on if you, I just don't think people are going to vote for Hannah.
Why? Because she's a woman. I'm just kidding.
To me, like, I think Hannah's played more than Brett and Ken.
Has she won a challenge?
You don't name me the people that haven't won a challenge and have won the game.
I'm just saying right now. If you're looking at different, if, I'm just saying from
right,
my
who's
point
played
of view,
a game. You, so you're just. I just don't think you like she, Hannah. She's, so you wouldn't
she's
vote
been,
for Hannah. But
she's been
she
saved.
Win.
She's been saved twice. By other people have saved her. Does
Every
that
other
good on a resume?
Has been saved. Adam has been saved. Like he's had some horrible weeks. David's been saved multiple times. Ken has been saved. He's so damn handsome.
I'm just saying. There's no way. Me personally, I'm just saying. Me personally,
Jay
has
been on the wrong side of the vote every single time.
Yeah.
And he's still there. Like I said, if I'm playing the game, I'm not the one to bring up Sunday. If that was the vote. Then yeah, I'm not going to rock the boat at that point. Yeah, I'll vote Sunday.
Okay, so then say,
but I'm saying she brought it up.
Okay, so then how does, according to you, Hannah's not likable or playing a good game that she's going to become a new goat? Then
I didn't say she was likable. Wasn't likable. I'm just saying I don't think she can win the game.
Why?
It depends on who. Because I don't think she can win. I wouldn't vote for her.
Why wouldn't you vote for her?
Because I don't think she's played a strong enough game.
Why not?
Because I just told you
don't like
I
her.
Don't think she's. Yeah, I don't like her.
Well, you're not giving reasons. Like, so, like,
I've said it. She had to be saved a couple times. I mean, literally, had to be saved a couple times. Flat out saved.
Well, technically, Will flipped. So that
her voting strategy is all over the place. I don't think she's played a strong enough game.
That's fine. If you're in that position and. You're gonna either don't get rid of Sutton, you get rid of David. Then it's Jay, the two power players at that point. Really, actually, there's only one power player is Adam. How do you get rid of Adam?
Well, that would have been the perfect time to blindside Adam.
So how do you do that?
Well, you could have gone to David and say, "Look, we need to get rid of Adam."
But also,
I said I don't understand the Sunday vote. I just don't get it.
Don't forget how many people Adam have
pissed off. From
that
Hannah standpoint,
if
I feel I can only finish. Third or second, then yeah, I want Sunday out of there because she's taking my spot.
But
if I want to win the game, if I want to win the game at this point, I don't work on getting Sunday out of there. Sunday is the person you just put in the corner there and you go, okay, we'll deal with her when we have to.
Well, from her perspective,
she doesn't even speak.
From her perspective, she thought that Sunday was going to take her spot in the final three because her person on that island is Adam, right? or David. And if and there's not enough room for the lack of power couple, the couple not in power, David and Brett, and for her and her power couple partner to get to the end. So she needs to break up
everything
the pair.
You guys are saying. You're just repeating yourself. I'm saying so from my point of view, at this point in the game, I'm voting the person I'm trying to win it now.
So you're a Sunday, goat play. Sunday, you're taking
Sunday
the
is,
to the
to
end.
To me is not a threat.
Okay.
I'm voting
but
the person
that
I...
It's a threat because Brett and Sunday are really close together. So you got to split that up, right? Because that's two. It's basically two.
Whoever... Yeah. I mean, so if you can control them, great. But she wasn't controlling them. They were with Adam. They were in Adam's pocket. Adam was controlling them. She effectively somewhat neutralized Adam's power by taking away one half of the guaranteed three votes that he would get. Which I guess would make it a vote and a half. So...
We'll see what happens next week.
We'll see what happens next week.
Like I don't disagree that I don't think she's playing a better game than David or Adam, and Jay's kind of got that, you know, Ozzy type play or Mike type play right now where he's
you look at the members of the jury.
I'm saying the members of the jury I think would vote for Jay right now.
Absolutely.
I think if Jay goes into the jury, I think he's gonna politic for Adam. Yeah. I don't think David is going to be able to win over that jury because there's a lot of people that don't like David on that jury. And that's where I think from Hannah's perspective, if she goes to the end with a David or an Adam, from her perspective, she doesn't know this whole thing with Adam. But like, how many people on that jury have said they don't like Adam? How many people on that jury have said they don't like David?
Yes. Plus, there's such a group mentality that David is the threat that right now the Hannahs and the Adams are using him, and even Brett and Sunday to an extent are using him as their shield. Like they're his, like that scrawny little dude is like their meat shield right now. Because if it's always going to be David's a threat, then David's always the option of the person to vote out. That's not you.
But I will say you can definitely see both sides of it from Jack, your side, and Colleen and I side. And if, for the listeners at home, what do you think? Send us your feedback, 385-309-0311 or survivorjjc@gmail.com. Where do you side on? Is it smart? Should Hannah have found a way to take the two goats, or was the move that she did make the right move? So let us know. But are we too tribal yet, or did we?
We are right before the Jay and Adam scene. Do we want
to?
Do we want to talk about that?
Yeah, it's a great scene.
So, you know, Adam pretty much is sitting next to Jay, and you know, just tells him like, Jay's like, "Am I that big of a threat that you have to strip me of anything?" Because he's like, "I'm going to make you play your idol." And, you know, he says, "I'm not going home. It's just me and you to the end. Just get me there." And Adam says, "I know it means a lot to you. It means a lot to me, too. We're in the same boat." And then he tells him, like, his mom is staged for lung cancer. And she's been through three treatment cycles. The most recent one's not working. He just found it out when his brother was there. There's a lot of man tears. And it was very touching. It might have been some Colleen tears, too. But, you know, he just tells him, like, he's not going to waste his shot. And, you know, missed the opportunity. So he has to force him to play the idol. And, you know, I'm playing this hard so my mom can watch me make it to the end. And, you know, again, they start crying over their mom's health because apparently Jay's mom has brain aneurysm. So he's lived for, you know, many years afraid that his mom would die too at any point. And then... we have this wonderful, wonderful, heartbreaking moment between the two of them where they kind of cement this like, okay, well, even though we love and hate each other, we really actually do love each other in the end. And then we have Jay say, he's not a weasel in my book anymore. He's a good freaking dude. And that was the point where I was like, Adam wins the game. I ran over to Fun Office Pools and changed my final pick. But and you know,
I went over and changed my final pick. Oh wait, that was always my final pick. Hey-o.
it was funny that this was the first time Adam has been honest with Jay the whole time.
I think one of Adam's problems is he's kind of been too honest,
blunt honest,
like kind of a blunt honest a few
but I,
times.
But
right?
when he went to say you need to play your idol, I like the fact he goes no, I need to do it for the game. You need to play it.
Yeah. I suppose, but then that awkward scene.
It was good strategy on his point.
Yeah, it was. Like, Adam's kind of got his head screwed on correctly now. He's less like frantic.
But I give Jay credit for that, actually, of like being able to be open to the relationship, you know? Like, I think less mature people or more kind of curmudgeon type people might have been like, no, screw you, dude. You're against me, blah, blah, blah. But like, Jay's been able to have like this very open mind where it's like, yes, you know, we've been butting heads a lot, but you know, you're still a person, you're still a human being, and you know, still being open to having open, honest conversations with him. Like, I don't think there's anybody that Jay, like even like most sworn enemy in the game, has ever been like, screw you, dude, I'm not talking to you. Like, he's still been like open and realizing that it's a game the whole time. So I got a lot of respect for him. If he gets in,
he's a shoo-in, I think.
Yeah.
If he gets in,
he has
finals,
to win out to get in, though.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know if he's a total shoo-in, because I think he's a shoo-in to get votes and at least come in second. But whoever's sitting next to him has to be able to make a great, great case. And because don't forget, Jay has been on the wrong side of the vote almost every single time now. Actually, every single time. So somebody that's running the game more strategically can get up there and make a case for themselves and say, you know, I helped orchestrate it from this point of view, this side. I made friends where it counted. Sure, so did he. But, you know, he didn't play the game in the... He didn't move the right chess pieces around the board. He just got here because he has friends on the jury and he won immunity.
But I would agree, but in a post-Michelle winning the game world,
but they hadn't seen the end of that season at that point.
I'm just saying. I think a lot of the arguments like, well, Michelle, she won because she won my community the last few times when she had to, and she had some friends.
She went 25 days without having to make a vote, so she didn't anger anybody.
Anyways, in the end, Sunday goes home, and there are 3 millennials and 3 Gen Xs left. Jay does play the idol, even though he gets a little salty that he didn't have to play it. So, yeah, I thought this was a really great episode, actually. It took a while, but we have finally started to pick back up a little bit. Right?
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's been picked back up for a while, right?
3 weeks.
Yeah, last three or four episodes. It's been it's gotten good.
Yeah, it's gotten really solid. And I think a lot of it comes down to there isn't really any goats or people just being taken along, and I think it's safe to say there won't be like a Michelle winner this season. So I think it makes for a really good finale, which will be next week, which will be really exciting to see. So if there's 6 people left, we can assume it's going to be a final 3, right?
Yes, I'm assuming so.
So
almost have to be final 3.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So it should be good.
Yeah.
Do we like this double episode, double elimination, when there wasn't much real strategy talk?
But you know what, though? We say that there wasn't that much strategy talk, but were there moves tonight? We just spent probably the most time without stopping or going off on a tangent talking about it. So
yeah,
there was some. There was definitely substance there.
It was
Need a reward challenge is what we needed.
I enjoyed
they
it.
They ran out of beer on the island. They can't have reward challenges because until they can restock.
What good is having that awesome immunity? Because Jay has the I can steal your reward challenge. When you don't they don't have a reward, what good is the reward challenge?
Well, I'm sure there's going to be other reward challenges, like next week, maybe. Is
this setting it up for next week? Is, let's say, the auctions next week.
Jay can
spend all his money.
Ooh, don't
forget.
And then he can steal the
person that gets the
advantage
in the game. He gets the advantage, wins immunity, slam, bang, boom. Now we finally see that the reward challenge thing was worth it.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, plus, we still have Ken's, Jessica's, whatever that advantage is, too.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, the legacy advantage.
Legacy event, yeah.
Which I'm kind of excited. I mean, is there a way that he cannot F it up?
Why are we hating on Ken? I just because he doesn't speak at tribal.
No, we love Ken.
We love Ken.
He just nods his head.
Ken is likely going to win $100,000 soon. It's okay.
Is Sia going to give him 50 grand? Maybe.
Yeah.
I think he's a really.
Sia's going to look into. She's going to take her wig off and look into his soul.
But Ken has made some just bad plays.
He's
made some bad plays.
No, he
like the outing Will thing.
Okay, that was one bad play.
He's had a few.
That was terrible. And he's my final pick.
But you know something?
That was a brutal move.
You know something, though? To Ken's credit, last week, I said it last week, I'll say it again. He did get the vote off of him by doing that.
I guess, yes. But I will say, you know, and not to retread one of Jack's often used jokes, but he's like the sheriff in Once Upon a Time.
So. Oh, my. Let's not. He is not.
look into my eyes, man.
I can tell when you're. I can tell when everyone's lying. That's my gift. Wait, someone just lied to me again? How does that keep happening?
So, Colleen, is there any listener feedback before we get into?
We do. We have two emails. You ready?
Let's go to them. Yeah.
The first one is from, I believe it's from Dr. Rob. Adam flushing out Jay's idol was textbook Survivor. It was like watching Spock perfectly apply pressure to Jay's neck. He crumbled in tribal in a frustrated heap. Is it all gameplay or honor among thieves for Adam to tell Jay that he needed to play his idol to save himself? What do you think of Will's exit? Was it anticlimactic after his claims for being in the driver's seat and making big moves?
No.
I thought he handled it well, though.
Yeah,
it was a good sport.
I mean, we've been picking on him. I mean, he was a good sport about it.
I mean, honestly, a lot of these players have been really good sports. Like, nobody's been.
If I was Zeke, I would have been not as gracious as he was.
Like, everyone's been a really. It seems to be a really good sport. Chris and Ponderosa was a bit of a, you know, whatever. But I think generally it seems.
I think because they're really true fan. If they really are true fans of the game, then they're not going to vote because they like somebody. They're going to vote for who they think should win.
Especially after last season, which we could arguably say was a bitter jury, it's nice to see a pretty good.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how they vote. But
that's true.
But you're right. Everybody that's come out of that thing, except for Jessica, who obviously, you know, if I chose to go rocks and pulled the purple rock, I'd be upset too.
I think she could be afforded a bit of.
I had no problem with her doing Fishbeck. So.
Going full Fishbeck.
All right. Last question is, were you expecting a great performance as he walked off stage? I think we all said we were kind of expecting something less mature. So thank you, Will, for exceeding our expectations. And we talked about this too. Jay's idol being flushed out by Adam. And that was great. It was, I think that was perfectly the way to describe it, Honor Among Thieves, that whole scene.
He got part of his deal. He did get he wanted the idol flush and David out, but he got half of what he wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then
if he would have got both, that would have been huge for him.
Yes, it would have been. The next one is from Matt. Seriously, how likable has Jay become? He wins easily if he gets to the final three. Just two immunity wins away. In my opinion, the only person who can beat him is Adam. That's what I said.
I would agree.
And that's assuming he gets there and gives a great speech about what his mom is going through. But will that be enough? What do you think? I haven't loved this season, but the finale is pretty intriguing.
Jake encounter with his mom, though.
Right. Well, I mean, so, it's hard to beat, like, is going to die soon with, like, has a condition that is life-threatening. I don't know. I mean,
here's how it works.
Okay, that was a poor way of describing it.
It was, but...
I apologize.
If there, I think the way you, the way you can counter it, if you will, is it depends who gets to say it first. So if Jay said it first, that would take away Adam's reveal, right? Because they're like, oh well, he just said his mom thing. Now you're gonna say your mom thing. So like, I think it's whoever says it first would have the advantage there.
Unless Adam like really brings on the tears.
The only thing with Adam is he's not he gets flustered easy.
He does. He's been really focused since the family visit, though. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
And I'd be happy with Adam winning, Jay winning. I think David winning.
Yeah,
I could have David too.
I truly
Ken winning because I
but I'd be okay with
because Ken because Ken winning I'd win the whole thing, so it'd be cool. But I just don't unless he just gives out he doesn't even give a speech. Just look into my eyes.
Is Hannah the last woman left now?
She is.
Oh.
She is. So Hannah hates women because she voted her out.
She outlasted all of
She outlasted a lot of subconscious sexism.
but who's the one that voted out the last woman? Hannah.
Let's not chart those waters. Anyway.
I'm just saying.
Shandy, keep listening, please. No, but yeah, Jay has totally become likable, and but he's been likable when he hasn't been with Taylor.
No, Taylor was definitely holding him back.
Yeah. So, but yeah, all right. I think we agree with all of the above. So, good times. That was exciting.
All right. Well, that means it is now time to tally the votes. So the week previous, Zeke going home, Jack's the only one that got a point out of that. For this one, we have two opportunities for points. So first, we'll start with Will Wall. I said merge, I get a point. Jack says merge, he gets a point. And Colleen says merge. So all three of us said the youngest player in the history of the game will make it to merge. So we all get points. So it's kind of a wash.
You think he had trouble with the balancing thing because he's pretty lanky and he's still growing into his body? He just could not do it.
Probably. And then let's see who went home second. I'm sorry. Oh, Sunday, bloody Sunday. Both Jack and I said pre-merge. Colleen, you said merge, so you get the point there.
Holla.
So tied up again with Action Jack.
See. The goat kills me again.
Aww.
And, you know, funny enough, like, so I did Tim's, you know, Between the Two Ferns knockoff podcast. And
the thing that you wrapped me up talking about before?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you talked about it. I shouldn't have to describe it again. Colleen talked about it for 15 minutes.
It was a minute.
Could you repeat that again for me?
No, go back.
afterwards, Tim told me, like, I really screwed you over. I picked Sunday as your pick. Ended up being Sunday.
Did he pick Sunday?
He picked Sunday for me. So,
okay.
Jack, you picked David. I picked Sunday. Or, you know, Tim picked Sunday for me. And Colleen, you picked Will. So both Colleen and I get points.
I put points on Will in every league. I was convinced he was gone.
Yeah, that like three episodes.
I think we all agreed that Will would go home, but I said I want to be different.
Probably.
I think that's what I remember saying.
You were oh so close on two votes.
I know.
Nah, well,
it's all right.
All right, it is now time to pick out what we think is going to happen in the finale. So that means, we have votes, the sixth person out, the fifth person out, and then final three in order. So it has to be in order. So
we're going round robin here?
Well, first we're going to be, six, and, I will start it off, but it will be... it's not really Snake Jeff. We'll just kind of go through it as usual. So first out of the six that I think is going home, I'm going to say Brett. All right. Colleen, you go.
I think that Jay goes out at six.
I was going to say Jay till Colleen picked him. And
you can still pick.
Because I can be different. I'm going to go Brett.
You picked the one that I picked. That's not big different.
If it's Jay does go out, you can't win. So,
I picked Adam, remember?
Oh, is it Adam?
Yeah, I picked Adam.
Oh, Jay. No, there's no way Jay goes out. There's no way because Jay's winning it all.
Okay. Colleen, your pick for five.
Actually, Brett's a terrible pick because he can't really win.
I think Brett goes at it. I'm sorry. I think that Brett goes at it five. No, wait. Can I? Well, man, it's too late.
Ahead. No, you can change it.
No, I wanted. I can't, no. No, it's
go
okay.
Ahead.
I wanted to change my six pick.
Change your six pick. That's fine.
All right. Because I think that I now think that David. I'm sorry. Jay is the fourth one out, but.
Okay, so who's
okay,
your six?
So I think that David is six. I think that the Reaper comes for him at last.
Okay, and so who's your five? Brett?
Yes.
I think... Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's Jax. Go ahead, Jack. You're five.
Let's see. I'm going to put Jay number one. And I'm going to go. God, who's left? I'll go David at number five.
I'm going to say David as well. He's either a four or five. There's actually, hold on. There's going to be one more. There's one more before we go to final three. I'm sorry. All right, so who's out at four? Jack, you go.
I'm going to say Ken because they realize he's a threat to Wynn's challenges. So.
Okay.
That's what they were saying earlier.
Okay.
And you don't want somebody with Ken is kind of not stable with his pick, so you got to get him out of there, which hurts me overall.
I say it's Jay at four. He's a classic four.
Yeah, me too.
Are you saying Jay as well, Colleen?
Mm-hmm. I mean, Jay's either going to be six or four, and that's going to be swapped with David. I'm convinced that either one of that they're interchangeable, but.
All right, so final three. Now we're gonna give it in order. So I'll go, Colin goes, Jack goes, and then first. So for three, I think it is Ken. Colleen, who's your third?
Ken.
And then Jack, who's your third?
Hannah.
All right. I say Hannah's my two. Colleen, who's your two?
I think Hannah's my two. I said this at the beginning of the show. I made my front office pool already, my picks of all these people. All right,
Jack, who's your two?
I'm going with Adam.
Adam. All right, and my winner is Adam. Colleen, yours?
Adam.
And then Jack, yours is Jay?
Yeah, I'm going the long shot here.
Okay. All right, so the final tally votes here. A lot of players have to be... voted off and voted for next week. At the sixth spot, I said Brett. Colleen said David. Jack said Brett. At the five spot, Colleen says Brett. I say David. Jack says David. I say David. At the four spot, Jack says Ken. I say Jay. Colleen says Jay. And then final three, I say Ken, Hannah, and Adam winning. Colleen says Ken, Hannah, and Adam winning. And Jack says Hannah, Adam, and Jay winning it all. For the final tallies as they stand right now before the last episode, I am in last place with six, but I do have Adam as my winner's pick, so I do have the possibility if I got no points to get 21 points for the season. And Jack,
I don't agree with
that's
this.
That's the hardest play is picking the right winner.
I have to agree with Jay. It is hard to pick from the front. That was my argument last year, so I can't really argue against it.
You guys complained about it last year.
Yeah, but you should be able to watch the show each week and correctly pick who is going to go home.
That's the tally game.
They have fun office pools for that.
Which you do, Colleen. You do great at them. But you pick every week, too. That gives you tally points.
I know.
So,
but if you can not get any tally points for the entire year,
I did. I got six.
Yeah, I think those were the ones that other people made for you.
No, they aren't.
Tim got you some of those points. Shady got you some of those points. Mike Bloom got you some of those points.
And I did lose three on a side bet.
All right, whatever.
Do I have to make your argument for you?
That's fine.
You,
no, it's cool.
No wonder you picked Adam, Jay.
All right, guys, it's a bitter. It's just a bitter podcasters jury.
It's a bitter jury.
Yeah, it's definitely bitter. With her broken headphones.
Yeah, leave me alone. No, Google, I'm exhausted.
Google Jim Harbaugh broken headphones.
I'm good. I probably will.
All right, that will wrap it up for our preseason finale podcast. Next week is the season finale of Survivor. It should be an exciting one.
Is it 3 hours?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
Wednesday night, so excited for that, and we will see you guys then. Feel free to give us feedback at 385-390-311 for a voicemail or email to SurvivorJJC@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at Jay and Jack. Send thoughts and comments there as well. Subscribe to all of our podcasts. JayandJack.com/iTunes has a full list of them all if you subscribe on iTunes. If not, you can find a full list of our podcasts on JayandJack.com, where you can also click on the Become a Patron link. To become a patron today, big thanks to Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, and Molly the Millennial. Did we find out if she likes that? title or not yet.
We did not. I forgot. I said I was going to ask, and then I forgot.
I call her Good Golly Miss Molly.
But that's we'll wrap it up for this week's show. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.